This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the Declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Extend your life with Extendo. Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dear Mr. Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused, and the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web, this is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy Levan is here, and it continues to be the 27th of July, 2013. And this hour, we will open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you have something to add. We're going to try to get through this as much as we can. I've spent really longer than I had planned on spending on this subject, ladies and gentlemen. It's a subject, though, that I really think is very important. I think, hopefully, other talk show hosts will jump on board and talk about this, discuss this. We really need a groundswell of public opposition to this. We need everybody to be aware that this is going on, because this will, I think, be the death knell of our economy. I really do. I think once this is in place, there, you know, as we said, NAFTA on steroids, this is going to end up, you know, with all the low-wage workers that we have in China, as we've already covered, Vietnam has much lower wages than even China does. So, anyway.
Well, Darren, the reality is the fact that we're only now allowed to have part-time jobs, there's a reason for that. The secrecy around the Trans-Pacific Partnership is for a horrible, horrible reason.
That's
otherwise, they would tell us.
That's right.
But when we are becoming all part-time, when we're having all of these other people from other countries move here, I pretend that we are being taught how to live as third-world exploited laborers.
That's right. It truly is a prison planet. I mean, that's the bottom line. And the secrecy surrounding this thing is enough to make everybody oppose it. Anyway, they say the TPP will also move U.S. government contracting jobs to foreign companies, by banning Buy American procurement policies. The ability of U.S. firms to bid on government contracts in other participating countries will not begin to balance this out. And in every country involved, the foreign companies will be less accountable to the people whose money is being spent. Also banned will be preferential treatment for sweat-free businesses, minority-owned businesses, women-owned, or environmentally friendly businesses. Not only does the TPP make corporations into governments, but it also makes governments into corporations, requiring that they work purely to maximize profits, although the profits are for the corporations. The TPP doesn't end there. When it comes to food safety and workplace safety and other consumer or environmental protections, an agreement like this could require that all nations enforce a high standard, even the highest standard of any of the nations, or a higher standard than any nation now meets. After all, the agreement would create an even playing field for all and ought to be seen as an opportunity to collectively raise the standards. Okay? But the TPP as drafted does just the opposite. It would require the United States to import meat and poultry, get this, folks, that doesn't meet U.S. safety standards. Keep in mind, we've talked about this before on the show, how China, which is not a TPP country, however, we have trade agreements with China, they raise their fish in raw sewage over there, folks. They raise their fish in raw sewage and then treat it to compensate for their lack of sanitary guidelines or whatever, practices. To compensate for that, they treat it with dangerous chemicals to try to kill...
Well, keep in mind that China just bought Smithfield, one of the largest meat corporations in the United States.
Exactly. So, here you have it. But the TPP is... Anyway, take the China model once again and apply that to the other Pacific Rim nations. It would require the U.S. and the United States to import beef and poultry that doesn't meet U.S. safety standards. Any U.S. food safety rule on pesticides, labeling, or additives that is higher than international standards could be challenged as an illegal trade barrier. Malaysia and Vietnam are big seafood exporters. High levels of contaminants have been found in Vietnam's seafood. He says, I can't imagine why. The FDA only inspects 1% of imported seafood now. Local seafood producers struggle as it is. The pollution involved in shipping seafood around the globe probably won't work wonders for future seafood either. And don't imagine we'll all just buy local and vote with our wallets. The TPP will impose limits on labeling where food comes from, labeling GMO foods, labeling foods dolphin safe, etc. You won't know where your food comes from or how it was produced unless you grow it or buy it from a neighbor who grew it. But the odds will be stacked even more heavily against the small farmer if the TPP is enacted.
Well, and you know, they simply invent laws for companies like Monsanto where nothing has to be tested, nothing has to be proven that it's not dangerous, and they do this all the time.
Once everyone's gotten good and sick by eating TPP food, just wait and see what the TPP does to health care. Corporations with national rights will be able to overturn domestic patent and drug pricing laws. The big drug companies will be able to raise prices with extended monopolies over drugs and over surgical procedures. People in need of inexpensive generic drugs will be denied them, and many of those people will die. The TPP, in the end, may turn out to be more deadly than any war. The TPP, with threatened provisions included in Medicare, Medicaid, and veterans' health programs to make medicines more affordable. Foreign corporations will also be able to challenge laws on toxics, zoning, cigarettes, alcohol, public health, and the environment. Anything that could claim might cost them profits. NAFTA doesn't go as far as the TPP, but these things are already happening under it. ExposeTheTPP.org says Canada lifted a ban on a gasoline additive already banned in the U.S. as a suspected carcinogen after an investor attack by Ethyl Corporation under NAFTA. It also paid the firm $13 million and published a formal statement that the chemical was not hazardous. Under the TPP, the United States could increase its exports of so-called natural gas and that will mean more fracking. And laws to protect the environment, including human beings, where the fracking is done, could be challenged by corporations as limiting their future profits. The same problems arise with tar sands. Even under existing corporate trade agreements, governments have already paid over $3 billion to foreign corporations, and over 85% of that has been the result of challenges to oil, mining, gas, and other environmental and natural resource policies.
This and, Darren, this is exactly where the international taxes are going to come in.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I could see that. This includes payments by the governments of Mexico and Canada to U.S. fossil fuels corporations. All right, I'll tell you what, I got to take a break here. We'll continue on the other side. Going to get some other information as quickly as we can. And also, if you would like to call in, your phone calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. Darren and Nancy, we'll be back in a moment.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
nation.
That's America spelled with a K, by the way. This isn't your daddy's country. It's not the country I grew up in, anyway. Welcome back to Govern America. See, we have a couple of phone calls on the line, folks on the line. Just stay with us just a few more minutes here, and we'll get to you as quickly as we can. They say the United States has been accustomed to secret laws. The Patriot Act, for example, according to numerous members of Congress, has already been secretly reinterpreted to mean things radically at odds with and worse than what the words of the bill, horrible as they were, meant. The TPP could become public and bits of it leaking out, but it outdoes the Patriot Act in size and breadth. It could rewrite laws. It would even put in place laws very intentionally rejected by Congress following a very public process. Last year, there was a big struggle over SOPA. You remember SOPA, Nancy? The Internet bill, the bill that was marked as copyright protection, but ultimately rejected as Internet censorship? Well, following a great deal of public and even some corporate pressure, it was rejected. According to the Electronic Frontier Foundation and the ACLU, the TPP would largely recreate SOPA while no one's watching. Unless, of course, we start watching. Under the TPP, Internet service providers will be able to monitor user activity, remove Internet content, and prevent certain people from accessing certain content. Downloading a song could be treated the same as a large-scale for-profit copyright violation. The TPP would impose copyright protections for 120 years for corporate-created content. Breaking digital locks, and no, I don't really know what those are, for legitimate purposes, such as using Linux, or accessing closed captioning for the deaf or audio-supported content for the blind could result in fines. Then there are the laws that we dream our government might enact that the TPP would prevent, such as reasonable regulation of Wall Street. Under the TPP, a government could not ban the toxic derivatives and other risky financial products, quote-unquote, that helped crash the economy. A firewall could not be put in place between different types of financial institutions. Senator Elizabeth Warren, we played audio from her on the show briefly last week. She wants to reinstate the Glass-Steagall Act, arguing that it prevented economic crashes for a half century from the 30s through the 80s. The TPP would forbid it, a huge movement, he says, that I've been working with, wants to impose a Robin Hood tax, a tax on financial transactions. I don't know about the merits of that. But anyway, he says some nation governments have begun to agree the TPP would forbid it. If our government creates and then abides by the TPP, it would be asked for more banker bailouts. If it creates and does not abide by the TPP, corporate tribunals will pay the bailouts as punishment for imposing regulations. Our government is doing this to itself because it is broken. Elections are broken. Communications are broken. Secrecy is out of control. Whistleblowers are prosecuted. Bribery is institutionalized, parties have replaced branches, and a culture of short-sighted greed and subservience has supplanted anything resembling statesmanship. The TPP will, as the flyer for this event stated, prevent effective regulation of Wall Street, trade good-paying careers for sweatshop labor, destroy family farms, accelerate global warming in the name, well, in the name of profits. Folks, global warming, that's nonsense, okay? We're not causing global warming. Corporations are not causing global warming, but, you know, we'll let that go. It'll keep the public in the dark. It'll place corporate rights above our national sovereignty, crush our ability to support local economies, weaken and undermine democracy at home and abroad. Well, we don't want democracy. We want representative government to represent the people, just like our Constitution says should happen. He goes on to talk about how Obama wants to fast-track the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Industry groups this week have been demanding that Congress approve fast-tracking. Corporate trade agreements are not treated as treaties requiring a two-thirds vote in the Senate. Rather, they are treated as requiring a simple majority in both houses. If Congress allows fast-tracking, that means the thing can't be amended. And it can't be filibustered. It must be simply voted on as is, with the most horrible bits included, along with only the moderately horrible parts. Most Congress members had no time to read the Patriot Act before they voted on it. And, of course, the public had not seen it. Well, the Congress should have voted no if they're not allowed to read a bill And that's Congress's fault. Anybody who votes for a bill that they don't read is a traitor to this country and its people. Bottom line. But anyway, they go on from there for some time. This is a very lengthy article, as you can imagine. But I don't want to keep our folks waiting on the phone, so I want to go ahead and take a couple of calls and see what people are thinking about this. And by the way, if you want to join in, folks, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Art, who is off the grid, as we all may be soon, because we can't afford electricity. Art, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Darren, Nancy.
Hey, good afternoon.
Just real quick before I get to the what I called it about, I have got a copy of the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, 3 to 14 June 1992.
Art, I can hardly understand you. You're sounding really muffled right now.
Okay, is that any better?
Well, go ahead. We'll try it.
All right. I'll just speak a little bit louder. How's that?
Well, I can hear you right now. Go ahead.
All right. I've got a copy of the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development from the Rio Conference in 1992.
Right.
And I went back, as you were talking during that first hour, and I reread the entire Chapter 7, and I did not see anywhere. This isn't what I called in about. I just want to throw this out right quick. I didn't see anything in there where it actually used the words relocating population. However, if you go back after reading Chapter 7 and read Chapter 5, Demographic Dynamics and Sustainability, here it talks specifically about population. You get a pretty clear indication that the intent to relocate population is part of the plan.
But
what I called in about was, you know, you're talking about, you know, Agenda 21 and all of this. And we have to understand that there is still something that stands in their way from being able to fully implement anything of Agenda 21 in its full content, and that is the fact that we here in America still possess more firearms than any other standing army in the entire world. Now, the reason I bring this up is because we have to look at what's been going on over the past several years to get an understanding of how they're going to pull this off. Remember Hillary Clinton about a year, year and a half, 2 years ago, signed on board on behalf of the American people the United Nations Small Arms Treaty. Well, if we look around our country today, we see TSA not just in our airports, train stations, bus stations, but now in conjunction with the Viper teams all across this country. We look at the United Nations plan where they state that they want to have 350-plus million troops, UN troops and U.S. military troops patrolling not just the highways and byways of our country, but our cities and our neighborhoods as well. We look at all of this going on. We look at the more and more intrusion into our schooling and into our privacy.
Okay, Art, I got to interrupt you. Hold that thought. We'll continue in a moment. Stay with us, folks. Bottom of the hour break. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Darren Weeks and Nancy Levant. And the website, once again, is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And we've been talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership today and spent a lot of time on it. But Art is off the grid. He's on the line, off the grid and on the line. And Art, go ahead and continue with your thoughts, please.
You said something earlier about wanting, and hoping that, you know, other talk show hosts would be bringing these conversations up. And I do a four-day-a-week broadcast myself on another network.
Wonderful.
But this is one of the things that I bring up a lot is Agenda 21. In fact, Lark and I have a Friday edition that we do every Friday where we get into topics of Agenda 21, communitarianism, totalitarianism, and all of this.
Wonderful.
But if we look around, as I left off, if we look around our country right now, we have TSA, as I stated, not just in our airports, bus stations, and train stations, but now we're seeing these TSA along with Department of Homeland Security and the Viper teams popping up all across our highways and byways. We've got the United Nations plan and agenda in the near future to place 350-plus UN troops as well as U.S. military troops and other foreign troops patrolling our highways and byways across the country and our city streets and our neighborhoods. We have all of this going on. We've got Hillary Clinton a year, year and a half, 2 years ago, signing on to the United Nations Small Arms Treaty. Now we've got this new thing that's come out where we've learned that the United States and Russia will be teaming up together to provide security here in the United States for Super Bowls and fairs and,
yep,
you know, kinds of other crazy stuff, parades and whatnot going on. We look at all of this, and we get, you know, and you have to look at the fact that now we have a company in Spain that counts our presidential and congressional ballots because we're simply not responsible enough and can't be trusted, nor are we capable to count our own votes. And now we've got Kerry just came out over this past week and notified everybody we are going to go ahead with the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, which means under international law, even though it goes against the Constitution, everybody's going to have to relinquish their firearms. And don't think they're going to leave black powder out of the picture, because they're going to bring that in as well. Once that happens, the ability of the people to withstand tyranny will be eliminated. Remember what Jefferson
said?
Well,
it's not going to happen, Art.
Well, people aren't going to give guns up that easy. I don't think.
That's right. The American people, I think the American people have learned their lesson from history. The American people have learned a lesson from other countries that this has happened to. And I think, you know, this is why they've had such a problem with this. And this is why it's 2013 and we still have firearms. They've tried to incrementally do this, and I think they're going to continue to try to chip away. But ultimately, it's not going to work. I still think the American people still have some semblance of what it really means to be free. I realize we have so many people now that are, have their head firmly implanted someplace where it's not supposed to be.
Right.
But firearms have been a major component, really, of our culture, and I think that's one thing that's really drilled in our head. We have a culture of the right to keep and bear arms. More than I think any other country has. And that's one thing I think has helped to sustain us.
Exactly. And if we look back, you know, just recently for, what, the ninth time in 16 years, we have this same congressman out of New York, once again, for the ninth time in 16 years, trying to push for the repeal of the 22nd Amendment, removing term limits for the President of the United States. Now, if, just for the sake of argument, they're able to pull all of this off, that's going to eliminate the ability to resist the tyranny. And remember what Jefferson said. No man shall be debarred the use of arms, for it is as a last resort to defend oneself against tyranny and government. This is what we're up against. We still have the ability to resist, but we have to hold firm. Because if they pull this off, you might as well just go down and spend your own hard-earned Federal Reserve notes, which is property of the central bank. You don't have it. There's no such thing as real money.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well just go down and spend your own hard-earned Federal Reserve notes and buy a designer chain made in China with a designer collar made in India, put it on, lock it up, and hand it over to the slave master, because you now are done for as a human being. You are nothing but an animal.
Yep, that's right. I can't argue with it.
Completely.
Thanks, Art. I appreciate the call. I want to move on to Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, thanks for holding on.
Hi, Darren. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Darren, you were mentioning how Hillary Clinton's brother is lobbying for that EB-5 extension, or, you know, expansion of it.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, I heard an interview with a guy that was part of, he worked for, I think, over 20 years for Walmart, and he got in when it was wasn't nearly as big as it was today, and Sam Walton was still alive, and he had access to Sam Walton. And he was down there at headquarters, he was saying one time, and he was concerned about all the China crap, and, you know, that they were selling more and more. And he was trying to make a pitch to Sam Walton to, to do more American-made stuff, and Sam was with a couple of people, and he put him in this room with those people, and he was going to come back. Sam put this guy in,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't know who this lady was, and but since they were talking to Sam, he made the pitch to her, telling him his idea, and this woman came back at him and said, why should I pay more for, you know, her stuff. And it was, she was just very, you know, she wasn't interested in promoting American-made stuff at all. And it was Hillary Clinton. And
well,
he said that she is the only one that has ever gotten a lifetime seat on the board at Walmart.
Well, yeah, and I, if memory serves me correctly, I believe the Clintons were real good friends with the Waltons, you know, and there's a history there. But, you know, yeah, Walmart is really, it's, folks, we've got a section. In fact, I need to make that a little bit more pronounced. But I encourage folks to boycott Walmart. I know that there are other box stores that are a problem as well, you know, but if you can buy local, buy local. But Walmart is at the leading of the pack as far as destroying local economies. And I read somewhere, and it's been a while, but Walmart actually out-trades most countries. If they were a nation, I think they would be like something like the 7th or 8th largest trading country in the world. I mean, they do more business than most countries. And they treat their workers like garbage. So you want to talk about lower wages and placing, you know, when they blow into town, they lower their prices till they put everybody else out of business, and then they jack them back up again.
Well, Walmart in 2011 was the number one richest corporation in the world. And I think right now, I think it's General Electric.
Mm-hmm.
But Walmart is, you know, one of the top ten.
Now, Darren, this article you've been reading, is that on your website or linked to it?
You know, I don't even know if it's on there. I'll have to check after the show because I don't know if it is or not.
Where did you get it from now?
This was actually a piece from Global Research.
Okay, globalresearch.ca.
Yeah, in fact, what I'll do is...
A great site, by the way.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put it up on our Twitter feed for you.
Well, I don't have Twitter feed.
Well,
now,
if you have the internet, you can get
it called again, and I'll just go to Global Research.
All right, very good.
This is treason, what Obama's doing, by doing this in secret. I mean, it's just another reason why he should be impeached, but I would call this treason.
Well, I would too. But the problem is if you impeach him, who are you going to put in his place?
Well, the other thing is, with this NDAA, I think that's how they're blackmailing all the congressmen and senators,
well,
is because, you know, they don't want them to vote against something. They just bring this stuff out there, getting on them.
But the other issue is, this is not, you know, a Democrat issue. It's a Democrat and a Republican issue. They have all been incrementally putting forth these plans for decades. This is a hugely planned operation.
Yep, it is. All right, I'll tell you what. I got to take a break here. Sherry, did you have anything else?
No, that's all I have. Thanks.
All right, thank you for calling. We'll be back in a moment, folks. Stay with us.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems. Then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. As we're concluding here today, let's go back to the phone. So we'll take Richard in Washington, and he'll probably be our last caller because I have a few things I want to discuss here in the waning moments of the program. Richard.
Well, thank you. The show, as always, is entertaining, and I'll keep reminding you, the same interbreeding sociopathic tribe has been running this business model for since the year zero. You can study Clint Richards and find out all these people in power are related. And every generation, they create a new virtual reality, and we keep doing the work for them. I can't quite figure it out, but we keep going along. I have an analogy I think is appropriate to today. We're standing on the gallows complaining about how tight the noose is around our neck just before they pull the lever. Hey, keep up the good work. Keep up feeding us information. Thank you much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call there, Richard. All right, let's continue on here. We're talking about I want to get into this situation with Hillary Clinton's brother, Anthony Rodden, because he has recently been pushing, he's been involved in a deal that's a shady Department of Homeland Security deal. It makes me kind of wonder if this is why Janet Napolitano has recently resigned, and she's moving on to greener pastures, so to speak. I want to share with you an article here that was written from Dick Morris which I don't endorse Dick Morris. I know this guy is a scoundrel himself. He was very close to the in the Clinton administration. But it, what he wrote about this is really important, and I want to thank Vicki Davis for sending this to me. Hillary Clinton's brother, Tony Rodham, has been implicated in a federal investigation about efforts to obtain visas for two Chinese nationals after their applications and appeals were categorically denied. What's disturbing is that at least one of the visas for a vice president of Huawei Technologies, okay, one of the visas was for a vice president of Huawei, a Chinese telecom company that has been accused of spying on American industries, pirating American technologies, and providing crucial equipment to our enemies. Here's what we know. Yesterday, and this was dated July 25th, so it would have been the 24th, the Inspector General for Homeland Security informed Congress that Alejandro Mayorkas, Obama's recent nominee for the number two spot in Homeland Security, is a target in an investigation about his role in using his position and power to push for visa applications made by Rodham's company, Gulf Coast Funds Management, LLC, after they had been denied by his very own agency. The brouhaha is all about what's called the Federal the Federal Immigrant Investor Program, also known as EB-5. Now, we've talked before about the EB-5 program. Listeners, this is the visa program where foreigners can literally, for $500,000 or $1 million, depending upon the area, can literally buy permanent residency in the United States under the guise of economic investments, investing into a local regional area. This money goes in, and they can literally buy investments. In this case, Mayorkas currently heads the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services and administers this program that offers foreign investors, mainly Chinese, a path to citizenship in return for $500,000 cash investment that is used to create 10 U.S. jobs. Here's how Hillary's brother got involved. The key connections is Terry McAuliffe, best friend and fundraiser extraordinary for former President Bill Clinton, national chairman of the Hillary Clinton 2008 presidential campaign, and the person who lent the Clintons money to purchase their Chappaqua home. He's about as close to Bill and Hillary as you can get. Right now, he's a candidate for governor in Virginia. But several years ago, he bought a Chinese car company and brought it to the United States. That's Green Tech Auto. Then he helped set up Rodham's company to receive the money to fund it. In order to do that, the company had to be certified as a regional center by Mayorkas' agency. Now, that was not a problem. But he speculates why was Tony Rodham chosen. He says it could have something to do with his last name. Rodham has no professional experience in this area, and only a year before he became CEO of the company, he was a deadbeat dad, sued over $100,000 in back child support. His entire adult life has been spent trying to make money off his family connections, from selling peanuts in Georgia to selling pardons in the White House. Enter Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe wanted to build a U.S. plant to manufacture electric cars in the U.S. To raise money for the project, he went to China with Bill Clinton and Tony Rodham to speak to potential investors. Bill Clinton also appeared at the plant site in Mississippi last year, where McAuliffe predicted that thousands of jobs would be created. Well, that didn't work out, and McAuliffe quietly left the company last year. Local television stations report that the plant site is now just land with overgrown grass. The company will not release data about the jobs created. Now, why do you think that is, folks? Could it be that there were no jobs created? If there's no plant, it's just a field with overgrown grass. Anyway, they say, according to its website, Rodham's Gulf Coast Funds promises to deliver visas after an investment is made. But here's one thing that is odd. Gulf Coast Funds Management names only one current project, Green Tech Automobile, founded by Terry McAuliffe. So Huawei Technologies knew what they were funding when they jumped in and invested in Rodham's company, hoping to get a visa for a top employee. The investments were supposed to help immigrant investors, but these were no ordinary investors and no ordinary immigrants. Huawei has been caught pirating American technology, and there have been serious national security concerns about their activities. Here's the problem with Huawei Technologies. Huawei has repeatedly tried to purchase stakes in American telephone and communications companies, only to be denied permission by the Foreign Investment Review Board on national security grounds because of suspected links to the Chinese military. We don't trust them, and we shouldn't. Equally disturbing is the company's commercial alliances with enemies of the United States. According to Bill Gertz of the Washington Times, in one of its first actions, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld ordered American aircraft to join British warplanes in a, quote, raid on an Iraqi air defense network that had been targeting U.S. aircraft patrolling the skies over Iraq. Some 50 jets bombed an air defense control center for fiber optic cables that Huawei technicians had installed in violation of U.N. sanctions, unquote. Huawei also assisted the Taliban by installing a phone system in Kabul, Afghanistan. Well, I don't see what that, you know, hey, our own government is assisting the Taliban, but that's beside the point. Gertz also reported on concerns by counterterrorism officials, citing Michael Van Cleave, the former National Counterintelligence Executive, who warned that big companies like Huawei are businesses, but they're also stalking horses for Chinese intelligence. Van Cleave also noted that British intelligence services, MI5, warned that equipment installed by Huawei in British telecoms networks could be used to disrupt power and transportation. The same could be true here if we don't watch our backs. On several occasions, the Treasury Department Committee on Foreign Investments has refused to allow Huawei to enter American markets. They've brazenly stolen proprietary material from U.S. high-tech company Cisco Systems, including network switching technology. In 2003, Cisco Systems sued Huawei and later settled the suit in 2004 after an agreement that Huawei would stop using pirated software and infringing on Cisco's patents. Gertz also reported that the U.S. government seized over $75 million of Cisco hardware that could be traced back to the Chinese. They even made fake Cisco labels and tried to sell the equipment to the government. You get the picture. We don't want them here. They don't belong here. These people are definitely not our friends, but they apparently are the kind of folks that Rodham is helping out. They're desperate to get into U.S. markets, and in recent years, Huawei has reached out to some well-connected politicians to serve on the board of the American distributor with an American name, a former House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt, and former World Bank President James Wolfensohn have signed up. So it's not surprising that they are looking to hook up with a firm that is politically connected. The confirmation hearing for Mayorkas is scheduled for today, and it's already actually taken place. The Republicans are demanding a delay until the results of the Inspector General report are completed. As we said, it's not they're going forward with the confirmation hearing. He says this is critical. Aside from the possible poor judgment in reportedly responding to political pressure, Mayorkas should be grilled about helping out Huawei, a company that has been desperately trying to establish a foothold in the United States, but has been denied access because of a national security concerns. Folks, I have other information here also. Aside from this, while Rodham is helping to bring the Chinese intelligence front into the United States, the Pentagon's also preparing for war with the Chinese. We don't have time to discuss that. Maybe we'll get into it next week. We'll talk to you later. With finance.